Well, hello guys, yours back. So let me just talk about the latest and the last episode of season 3. So guys, some of you might have already watched the movie that I'm going to talk about, The Adam Project, but if you haven't, then let me just add the lines for you, like talk about the plot line and after that share the review, and you can watch the movie on Netflix. It's streaming on Netflix right now. So it's American science fiction action film directed by Sean Levy, and it stars Ryan Reynolds. So the story has to be good, inclusive of comedy punches, right? So plot line: in 2022, young little Adam and his mother has not been on a good talking term since his father passed away. And in 2050, adult Adam is trying to escape from the grasp of the main villain who caused all the havoc in 2050. And adult Adam has to travel back to specific period to change something, but he crashes in 2022, where he meets his younger self and even asks the younger one to behave properly with mother, as she is also going through all the feel that he's going through, just that she's acting all strong in front of him. Adult Adam finds his long lost wife Laura, who asks him to stop the Adam Project, which made time travel possible, and that means adult Adam and younger one have to make the time travel to the year where their father was alive and was working on the time travel project. And the end gets action packed. The end is kind of action packed. It's totally action packed and emotional, with father and son trio stop the machine from happening. So, synopsis. Well, you have Ryan Reynolds in the movie. You are not when you have like when you have Ryan Reynolds in the movie, you are not bored. And Jennifer Garner, my favorite, has played her role nicely as always. Oh, Jennifer, why do you have to be so cute? So let me just do the needful. Let me just talk remaining guys. So time travel looked so smooth in with the beam and the portal, and child actor who played young Adam did a good job with his acting. Altogether, the movie is good and informative about time travels, and it's good to see Bruce Banner, aka Hulk, aka Mark Ruffalo, talking about the time travel again, just like he did in Avengers Endgame. So that's it for the episode, guys, and thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the season 3, guys. You have made season 3 a good one for me, and I'm going forward to the season 4 in coming days for sure. Have a great day. Bye. Stay safe.